Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about many niggers are faggots. Well, let's go. Hello friends, hope you guys are doing well and kicking ass. Today I was up and about doing my things and today a nigger pissed me off. Yes, don't tell me what to do. If you think you're smarter than me, cool, but I'm gonna show you that you're not. So fuck you. Just saying. Yes, friends, everybody tells me my perceived truth, this, that, and the other. Well, guess what? I got my perceived fucking truth too, and I got eyes in my fucking head. When you fucking tell me fucking shit about what happens to your personal life, it doesn't equate to my personal life. Yes, just because you have yourself a fucking retard on your fucking side doesn't mean that I need them, okay? I could stand on my own 2 feet because I am strong, unlike you. You are weak, and you need people to do things for you. Too bad, so sad, better luck next time. Yes, I'm trying to do all kinds of shit to make myself better, but obviously some people can't because they suck at life, just like niggers. Yes. Yes, friends, in my little racist journey, I found this little jewel. Yes, friends, and this makes me think that Georgia is a fucking toilet, especially Atlanta, Georgia. Fuck that place. When I become supreme leader, guess what? That place is gonna get nuked. Well, anyways, I'm gonna play this thing by itself, and I gotta let you guys enjoy it in all its glory. Well, you guys are awesome and kick ass, and I'll shut my hole and let you enjoy this. Late.
If you have been on TikTok for over a year now, you might have seen a nigger faggot named Peril Aquarius Brown, also known as Dreamy Bull or his popular nickname, Ambachicum. Dreamy Bull jerks off while having dildos or butt plugs shoved up his ass while moaning like a fucking retard on drugs like the typical nigger. Dreamy Bull is also responsible for other crimes against God and humanity. You might think doing faggot porn and posting it on Twitter is bad, but I can assure you it gets worse, dear reader. Dreamy Bull might be a faggot nigger, but in reality, there's more than meets the eye. The nigger named Peril Aquarius Brown has a quote-unquote family with a mud shark and has 3 nigglet subhumans. Now you may be curious as to the reason behind this. A nigger faggot shoving dragon-sized dildos in his ass while being in a sinful Judeo-pushed marriage with a mud shark that deserves to be hanged on the day of the rope and having half-human or the proper term, nigglets. The truth is that the reason so many niggers like Dreamy are faggots nowadays is because the criminal ape, George Floyd, caused them to be this way. However, before delving into the explanation, it is imperative to provide some contextual information. My name is Nilly Kiggerson and I'm a teenager living in Atlanta, Georgia, the home of nigger faggots, trannies, and other degenerate fucks. Throughout my high school journey, I experienced my fair share of trannies and niggers hitting on me and trying to get my attention. The reason for this is that I'm a 6'5" Aryan Chad with a physique of an Anyo Baker statue. The sad part about this is that I can't reveal my racism and National Socialist beliefs because I'm afraid of getting kicked out of school and shunned from public life. Since I have no money to move out of the nigger-filled shithole of Atlanta, and my parents don't want to leave because they are retarded Trump supporters who like niggers who like Trump and support some of the conservative core beliefs. I neglected to mention an additional detail. I habitually utilize TikTok on a daily basis and I'm active on 2 distinct factions of the platform, the Nationalist faction and the Thug Irony faction. The Nationalist faction of TikTok embodies the anticipated characteristics. Fag-hating, Jew-hating, and overall base truth-telling and trolling scrawny Judeo-faggots and commie niggers. As for the Thug Irony side of TikTok, it's much different. Quarter-censored videos of HIV niggers having homosexual sex or them jerking off. Now there are so many different quote-unquote thugs that have been popularized by TikTok that I will name now. Dreamy Bull, Brandon the Barber, Love, and Light TV, and other non-popular faggots that you can find on Twitter. You might be wondering, dear reader, how TikTok finds these booty-eating apes. I'll tell you what I can come up with throughout this year. TikTok users who want to expand their reach beyond a single nigger faggot jerking off, so have begun to explore alternative platforms such as nigger faggot Twitter. This enables them to discover other queer monkeys with whom they can share quarter-censored videos, thereby captivating the attention of a wider audience. Given your understanding of the context, I shall now commence with the narration of my account. The sequence of events commenced on a mundane day within the confines of my secondary educational institution, precisely at 2:28 p.m. during the final session of my history class. It was another boring-ass lesson. I was talking to one of my friends named Silk Herbs about our recent assignment about World War II and the Holocaust. Do this fucking Kike gave us another page of homework. Like fucking hell, I just want this dirty Jew expelled from America so it can be 110 countries, or he gassed. said Silk Herbs in an angry and annoyed tone. Yeah, I know, right? Can't stand this fucking Kike, I said. Prior to me being able to respond to Silk Herbs, our Jewish teacher, Mr. Goldstein, entered the classroom. The smell of rotten fish and the clunk of change in Mr. Goldstein's pocket emitted in the classroom. The smelly Kike began to speak and say to the class, Oy vey goyims, remember to turn y'all homework about the Holocaust and a daily reminder to never forget the Shoah, goyim. Both me and Silk Herbs were sick and tired of this kike's bullshit, so we decided to troll this hook-nosed heeb. New Erm, just to our quick recap on our lesson from yesterday, the chosen people were gassed 6 million times, and yes, when I mean 6 million, I mean 6 million. If you deny it, I will call the principal and get you arrested by local police for hate crimes against us chosen people. Prior to my ability to utter any words, Herbs proceeded to play the Horst Wessellied, the national and based anthem of the greatest country in history, National Socialist Germany. Mr. Goldstein commenced shedding tears like a little pussy, like the majority of Jews are, and assumed a fetal position. Oi Gavalt! Stop that, you anti-Semite bigot! The hook-nosed heeb said in his girlish tone, like the typical low-testosterone Kike. The entire class erupted in laughter and proceeded to document Mr. Goldstein's continued display of tears. That's it, you racist bigots! I'm going to call Big Floyd the landlord to teach you idiots about respect. Mr. Goldstein hastily departed from the classroom while still shedding tears like a little pussy. Me and Silk Herbs were surprised while the wannabe nigger gang members and the fat shaboons were laughing like a chimp stealing a banana. Mr. Goldstein and a large black man wearing a tie and a suit walked into our classroom. The entire class maintained a state of silence, with an atmosphere that suggested the other niggers and shaboons in my class were exhibiting signs of trepidation. Ayumanis, y'all cute niggas in the back gonna get y'all's booty snatched and shite by moo big black dick and shite. One of the niggers in the back began to chimp out and try to make fun of the nigger named Big Floyd the landlord. Only if I knew that was George Floyd, I would have beat the living fuck out of that nigger and stomp his big nigger head, and like that one scene in American History X after the first nigger started to make fun of George Floyd, another nigger named Tyrone paired with his Shibun girlfriend named Fired Chicken Aisha started as well to make fun of George Floyd. The monkey Tyrone said, you faggot ass nigga, I'm a papa cap in y'all ass, you fruity ass nigga. Both the nigger and the shaboon laughed like a crackhead hobo after taking a massive amount of hardcore drugs. George Floyd appeared to be agitated and directed all male niggers to accompany him to a clandestine location for disciplinary action. I realized that George Floyd did not call on the white kids and shaboons to follow him, Silk Herbs and I surveyed the room with a sense of bewilderment. Even the shaboons were confused, and one of them named Nigga Quisha started to yap about how Mr. Goldstein was a racist and how she's going to beat up Mr. Goldstein for allowing George Floyd to send all the niggers to the quote-unquote secret discipline room. Mr. Goldstein emitted a sinister chuckle directed toward the other students present in the classroom. Silk Herbs and I exchanged glances as if we possessed a mutual understanding of thoughts. Silk Herbs and me both gave each other that look like we're fucked. One of the shaboons I named earlier, named Freed Chicken Aisha, asked where Tyrone and all the other nigger male students went. Mr. Goldstein altered his countenance to resemble a particular scene from the animated television series SpongeBob SquarePants, wherein the titular character was depicted near the camera appearing to exhibit an ugly gross face while smiling in a demonic fashion towards the realism of the image. Oi Gavalt, my Kalergi monkey, you idiot, you stupid goy. Your little friends are going to get a taste of Floyd's huge BBC, and the BBC serum injected in the anus of those goys will make them our fag subjects. And maybe, just maybe, me and Floyd's plan will work. The black race will be the new icon of the gay pride movement, and we, the chosen people, will operate the destruction of white America and the nuclear family, and you dirty goys will pay for the 6 million you killed, for Israel, for Satan, and for the god of all gods' money. Damn, I told you, Curbs, Jews are greedy fucks, he said. Dude, I thought it was just a joke. This Kike is fucking insane. Dude, I have to kill him, I'm going to get the first swing on that hook-nosed heeb. Before Silk Herbs and I could take any action, the entire class was startled by the resounding sound of the niggers emanating from the adjacent room, where Floyd's moaning and screams in pleasure could be heard. The collective attention of the entire class was drawn towards the right wall, as the audible commotion persisted. The greedy heeb wore a sinister smirk on his face, displaying a demonic expression, as he eagerly anticipated our reaction to whatever Floyd was engaged in within the adjacent room. Oh, tilde. MHMMM. Fuck nigga. Damn that dick feel good and shy it. The whole class looked in horror as we heard Tyrone moaning like a sissy faggot. Mr. Goldstein chuckled and left the room slowly. Both Silk Herbs and I exchanged horrified glances as we could discern an increasing of niggers moaning. The following statements are what I will recall now. Warning: if you are disgusted by faggots and queer monkey sex like the majority of based white people, please skip this part. Both Curbs and I could perceive the walls trembling, giving the impression of a subtle undulating motion. Then out of nowhere, one of the niggers that was moaning before started to say hum. Shit, main, thank ya, George. I need that fucking dick down my throat and shit. Daddy fuck, I'ma need that come down my black throat and shit. My face was petrified from hearing what I could make out to be one of those monkeys in my class begging for some other dominant nigger to insert his nigger dick inside his throat, as well as begging for his seminal fluid. Oh, fuck, MHMMM damn nigga, give me more of that big dick a shit, said Tyrone. Sil Curbs looked like he was going to vomit, and so was I. Sil Curbs, in rage and disgust, stood up and was about to open the door until there was a knock at the door. Upon opening the door, Sil Curbs and I were presented with a sight that filled us with terror and disgust, one that would haunt us for the remainder of our lives. The whole class was horrified to see Tyrone and the rest of the niggers in our class wearing thongs and fishnets covering their legs. One of the niggers said in a seductive tone, MHM we gons needs a white boy and shit for our sex ritual and shit. Sil Curbs shouted at the top of his lungs, fuck you nigger. Both Sil Curbs and I leapt out of the previously open school window. We swiftly commenced running until Sil Curbs urged me to increase my pace. While running, I glanced backward to catch a glimpse of the whole group of gorilla faggots chasing us in their fast nigger speed. Niggers genetically possess higher speeds compared to whites on average. This is because nigger, when they were still in the jungles in Africa, they had to run away from the tigers and the lions chasing them. George Floyd shouted to his queer monkey gang, Moo, get that white boy and shit. I'ma knees him for the homemade gangbang video and shit. Sil Curbs and I proceeded expeditiously to the rear perimeter of the high school, where we encountered a fence that conveniently harbors a gate for ingress into the football field. Somehow I and Sil Curbs ran those faggots, and we headed to safety at a local hangout spot. Me and my friends, including Sil Curbs, hangout at. It has been 32 minutes since we evaded George Floyd's faggot monkey gang and proceeded towards our designated gathering place. Our gathering spot is situated in the woods adjacent to the school and in close proximity to our local Dairy Boy, where my friends and I would often indulge in ice cream during the summer months. There was a particular instance in the month of July during the Jewish pushed month for faggots and losers, also known as Pride Month. My based friends and I ventured out of the forest to get some ice cream. As we were going to the local Dairy Boy, one of my other friends named Nate Higgers saw a lesbian couple and a tranny. The four of us, me, Sil Curbs, Nate Higgers, and James Sajic started to speed walk to get closer to the faggots. Once we were close and were able to see them, Sil Curbs shouted to one of the dykes, Hey daddy issues, how about you get some of my dick? I promise I'll make you ditch your obese pimpled filled faggot girlfriend. We started laughing profusely. One of the faggots gave us the middle finger and said, fuck you bigot. I love my beautiful girlfriend, I don't need your disgusting penis inside my powerful pussy. This is why all men should be killed. Nate Higgers, offended by what the dyke said, swiftly moved toward the embankment and retrieved his firearm. Nate Higgers shot the tranny in the head with precise aim. This didn't surprise me because that tranny was going to do that on his own anyways. After all, the average suicide rate for trannies is 49%. Nate Higgers punched the fat pus-filled dyke, knocking her out. Then out of nowhere, Nate Higgers grabbed a hold of the first dyke and pinned her down and started to rape her. As Nate Higgers was raping the dyke, me and the rest of my based friends were recording and laughing like we were on crack. After Nate was done fucking the dyke froze for a second and woke up and started acting normal. Nate asked her if she was a lesbian and she said no and she had no idea where she was. Nate looked at the rest of us and winked at us. We learned the day that every good-looking dyke can be fixed with a good fucking. Anyways, back to the story, me and Sil Curbs went to our hangout spot in the woods where we could meet up with Nate Higgers and James Sajic about what we saw. After a brief period of light jogging, we proceeded to our designated gathering area within the woodland. Our gathering area comprises a spacious treehouse, featuring a lower level specifically designated for the storage of footwear and personal belongings. Our treehouse is adorned with three Nazi and based flags. One is displayed at the entrance so when a drug-oi nigger comes to the woods and sees the flag in the treehouse, that nigger knows he's not welcome. Another is placed inside, and the third one can be found at the back. There is more based stuff inside, but I digress. After entering the hideout, we gathered together and initiated a discussion regarding our recent observation, as well as deliberated on the actions of George Floyd. Nate and I discussed potential actions to halt the injustice surrounding George Floyd. But as I and Nate Higgers disused George Floyd and his faggots, but as we were trying to find a way to kill George Floyd's faggots, both of us heard a strange noise of some kind of moaning, so we went onto the balcony of the hideout, and what we saw scared us. George Floyd and his nigger faggot gang, worshipping Floyd nigger dick. Ah, that's my good boy name. Give Big Floyd to landlord some move fucking kisses on ma dick bitch ass nigga, George Floyd said. The nigger faggot kissed George Floyd and then proceeded to kiss the tip of George Floyd's dick and say, Shay eat main yo dick is su big daddy. May I please suck your big dick daddy Floyd? George Floyd smirked at the nigger and nodded approval to the nigger faggot. The following is too disgusting to repeat, but there were a lot of slurping sounds, moans, and gags, and at the end, George Floyd screamed out of pleasure like the nigger monkey he was, releasing his nigger cum in the fag's mouth. Hum good nigga, now we gon' need to make all ma peoples into our kind and shite. But first I'ma need to summon one of our dead's homies and start a move fucking riot in this shite main, George Floyd said in his niggerly tone. Both I and Nate Higger saw George Floyd and his nigger fag slaves go on their knees and said their BLM pledge and said the following. May the black gods give us the yummy dick in our ass, may the creamy gods release the beast, may the great dreamy bull release his meat and come back to give us the meat, and may the meat give us the cum for us to suck. Then out of Noah portal summoned and the nigger faggot named Dreamy Bull busted out, shooting his sperm onto the faggot niggers while shouting in vinicum. The nigger then made his presence and the rest of the niggers clapped their hands in approval. Floyd was being such a fucking faggot that out of pure horniness, the nigger cummed. This made me and Nate Higgers disgusted, and we called the rest of our friends to come and see the degenerate fagu niggers that did this in our secret spot. Sil Curbs came and so did James, and when they saw the gay niggers they both threw up in disgust, seeing the gay nigger sex ritual that was taking place in our secret hideout area. Dudes, that those faggot niggers from school that tried to rape us, and what the fuck is that? Sil Curbs said confusingly, but he pointed his attention towards Dreamy Bull. Hey guys, Dreamy here, I just wanted to tell all you sexy black kings that I am so horny right now and I just want to blow all over you niggas. My wife doesn't know I'm here, so keep this a secret, Dreamy Bull said. Shite man, it ain't no problem, but first we gon' need two momu fucking niggas, so we gonna kill that white boy that escaped Maine? Dreamy Bull smirked, looking like an even more ugly nigger. Dreamy nodded at George and all those faggot niggers, including Dreamy and George Floyd, went away. Shit, that was so fucking weird, said Nate. And out of nowhere, Sil Curbs shouted at the top of his lungs, kill all niggers, hang all niggers, shoot all niggers, nigger 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 nigger. Kill all fags, you black nigger fag, said Sil Curbs, enraged from seeing the nigger faggots. We all looked at Sil Curbs like we were insane and tackled him and put our hand around his mouth to shut up. Dude, do you want US to get killed? I said. Bro, I could control myself. When you have the urge to say nigger sand and you can't hold IT anymore, you just say IT, said Sil Curbs. Then out of nowhere, the niggers came back and George Floyd said in his niggerly tone, Ma, I heard yo white crackers, ayo niggas, get this white bitch ass nigga so I can rape this lil white boy. All were frozen in fear, and a second later we heard the niggers jumping on the trees and climbing in like the monkeys they were, and then some of the smarter ones climbed the ladder, even though there was a newly built staircase. Those niggers were fucking stupid to go on the staircase, just shows you the retardation of niggers, but I digress. Guys, we gotta jump, said Sil Curbs, fuck it. A second later we all jumped off the tree. Good thing was that the tree was not that tall, so we were able to not break our bones and get any major injuries from our fall. After we landed, Dreamy Bull caught a glimpse at us and shouted, they're here. Rape those white boys, my niggas. As fear gripped us, we exchanged wide-eyed glances and hastily fled. Our hearts pounding, we witnessed George Floyd nigger faggot gang closing in on us, his intent to harm evident. Despite our utmost efforts to increase our pace, our pursuers gained ground, drawing nearer as we dashed through the dense forest. In a sudden moment, Nate Higgers instructed us to seek refuge in a small trench adjacent to the river. Here, said Nate Higgers. We swiftly took cover in the ditch, curling up into a protective ball. Adjacent to the ditch stood a tree, providing us with the necessary shelter from George Floyd. George Floyd's faggot army halted at the river's edge, and Dreamy Bull informed the nig faggers that they had lost their way and were unable to locate us. Main, this shite racist, ma black ass was gone rape that cute white boy, and when I'm done giving that white boy some of my BBC, I was gone steal his air, main, said George Floyd. Dreamy Bull said back to George Floyd, yeah bro, I was going to blow all over their face, then I wanted him to see me shove a cucumber in my ass. Main, that would be so fucking hot, main, wanna do that later, main, at Cup Foods, main, said George Floyd, being a total faggot. Dreamy Bull nodded and told the rest of George Floyd's nigger faggot gang to leave the woods so they can recruit some more niggers and turn them gay so that they can take over Atlanta and turn it into the city of the gay niggers. George Floyd, Dreamy Bull, and the remaining faggots departed from the forest in a direction that slipped our memory. the fear of what George Floyd might unleash upon us intensified, especially since we lacked any means of defense or assistance during this distressing period. Sil Kerbs, James, Nate Higgers, and I emerged from the trench and commenced a discussion on our strategy to halt George Floyd and the others. "Dude, what the fuck was that? I'm leaving this shit," said James. All of us told James to stop being a coward bitch, but James did not listen to us and left. We all hoped that James did not get raped by George Floyd or Dreamy Bull, but as James started to leave us, he got lost and came back to the river. "I thought you were leaving," said Nate Higgers sarcastically. "McNutt yourself, you fag," said James. We laughed and had a conversation about our hatred for niggers and faggots. We mentioned our ideas on killing George Floyd. "Guys, we could knee on his neck," said James. "I mean, that's a good idea, James, but there's Dreamy Bull that could potentially blow his nigger cum all over us, making us get radiation poisoning," said Nate. "Yeah, that's true," said James. "What about you, Nilly?" Sil Kerbs asked me a question about my idea on killing the criminal now faggot chimp, George Floyd. "Well, I think we could round them all up in one place in the city and kill all those nigger fag chimps." We unanimously concurred that it would be a favorable proposition. However, a single predicament arose when Nate Higgers reminded us that Dreamy Bull and George Floyd were poised to acquire all the niggers and utilize them to faggot gang. Consequently, this would result in the emergence of one or two additional nigger faggots who would endeavor to impede our progress and our efforts to kill the niggers trying to make the city of Atlanta a gay shithole. We had collectively strategized not to encircle the BLM and Pride Square in Atlanta City, intending to entice George Floyd, Dreamy Bull, and their associates for a TND operation. Upon departing the woods, our cohesive team regrouped and made our way toward our sanctuary, which had recently fallen victim to a surreal invasion by Dreamy Bull and George Floyd's nigger gang. As we arrived, a disheartening sight of our hideout being utterly ravaged and demolished grated our eyes. Our base flags were removed and replaced with a faggot flag and a flag that said BBC only. We could also see the leftover traces of malt liquor, fentanyl syringes, and dragon-sized dildos and one cucumber that Dreamy Bull shoved up his ass. We all were disgusted and angry, making us hate niggers and faggots more. James screamed at the top of his lungs, knowing all of his shit inside the hideout was destroyed by those nigger fags. "I swear to fucking God, I'ma kill this nigger. I'm not even going to knell on his fat black neck. I'ma be at this nigger and make all of his faggots watch as I make George Floyd into George shit," said James. "Dude, you were doing all right with the racism, but the end was so fucking corny, George shit, really? That's the best you can do?" I said to James. "Dude, fuck yourself," said James. "Guys, there is a literal fucking nigger fag trying to rape US and kill all the white people in Atlanta. Stop fighting like a fucking Jew, and let's kill this nigger," said Nate Higgers. "Yeah, he's right, we gotta stop infighting like corny right-wing soy boys like Nick Fuentes that fight over the most pettiest shit," he said to the whole group. We all agreed to stop fighting and act like actual men, unlike corny alt-right internet personalities that fight for the gayest shit ever. We departed from the woods together but soon realized that we had missed the familiar pathway we usually took to exit. Consequently, we found ourselves in an unfamiliar location, far away from any recognizable landmarks. It is worth mentioning that our woods are situated in a bustling region, yet there exists a significantly vast stretch of woodland that resembles a rural countryside. Despite our proximity to Atlanta, we reside in a semi-rural area predominantly inhabited by whites. Unfortunately, this area is currently experiencing an influx of Jews and niggers, which is causing some unrest. We return to the riverside, feeling frustrated and irritated by our lost state. However, Sil Kerbs proposed an idea that sparked our interest: swimming along the river. This would eventually lead us to the city, as the Rockwell River, which is connected to this one, serves as the main waterway. Sil Kerbs swiftly removed his shirt, and since we were all wearing shorts due to the summer season, there was no need to take off our pants. Following his lead, we all took off our shirts and began swimming towards the Rockwell River and the city. Upon arriving at Rockwell River, we were confronted with the devastating sight of a city in ruins. The destruction extended to every aspect of the community, including its inhabitants' structures, educational institutions, and other establishments. Regrettably, we discovered the lifeless bodies of four white people who were raped by the criminal chimps and faggots. The whole bodies were cut open and mangled. Witnessing such heinous acts only intensified our anger and deepened our animosity towards niggers, surpassing any previous levels of resentment. We got out of the river, completely soaked from swimming for a good hour. We got to the street of our suburb and cheeked out the dead body. We all saw the four corpses of four of the dead white people. "Hey Nilly, why does it look like they're drained out of air?" said Sil Kerbs. My eyes widened in horror, realizing that George Floyd sucked the air out of the innocent white people. We all looked in horror at their corpses. The feeling of seeing a good white person murdered is a horrible feeling for any based nigger hating Chad. Like any sane human being, we called the cops. 911, what's your emergency? The police said. There has been a mass murder near Rockwell River. A group of nigger faggots raped and sucked the air out of a woman and three men, including a child, I said. Oh dear, officers will be right there, just wait a few minutes. Law enforcement will take care of this, the officer said. Thanks so much, please be quick, I said. The dispatcher said, you're welcome, and a second later something horrifying happened. What the fuck? This dispatcher said in fear from what she just witnessed. We all said in confusion, is there something there? The dispatcher screamed, help, somebody help. The popo gon' pay for locking my niggas up in shite, George Floyd said. We all were horrified to hear George Floyd on the other end of the phone. What we all heard next were blood-curdling screams as George Floyd murdered and raped the dispatcher. Then George Floyd said in his niggerly tone, ayo white boy, I'ma get yo bitch ass soon, but first I'ma free all my niggas in shite. Knowing that George Floyd and the rest of his faggot crew were going to release all the criminals from the main prison of the city, we were shocked. The prisons of Atlanta are 99.9% niggers, and since niggers in prison become faggots over time due to the lack of pussy, we knew that George Floyd was going to get all those nigger fag criminals and recruit them into his faggot gang. Then George Floyd randomly hung up the phone, knowing that George Floyd killed the dispatcher. We all headed to the prison and try to kill the criminal nigger George Floyd. Bruh, are you fucking retarded? There are four dead people here, said Silkebers. Oh yeah, all of us said except Silkebers said. We transported the four deceased individuals and contacted a familiar local priest in the vicinity. Accompanied by church personnel, police officers, and emergency service personnel, the priest promptly arrived at the location. Inquiring about the discovery of the deceased and their origin, the priest's profound sorrow was evident upon witnessing the tragic fate of the innocent four who perished at the hands of the criminal nigger George Floyd. We told the priest that the nigger George Floyd and a Kike teacher named Mr. Goldestein brainwashed and raped a group of niggers in our school, then they became gay nigger faggots who wanted to rape us. They followed us to the woods and they found our based hideout, so we had to run away. Then they summoned the gay nigger faggot named Dreamy Bull. After Dreamy Bull and George Floyd teamed up and joined George Floyd's gay nigger gang, they invaded a prison and took it over and are probably recruiting those nigger inmates to rape and kill more white people. The priest looked horrified as we spoke about George Floyd and Dreamy Bull and their disgusting nigger-ish actions. So you're telling me that that nigger killed those four innocent white people, the priest said in a sad and confused tone. We all nodded to the priest's question about George Floyd killing the four innocent white people. Dear God, this is horrific. No wonder those niggers are doing this. The synagogue of Satan, that what made them turn into faggots, the priest said. We looked confused and the priest could sense our confusion about his remark. Listen here boys, the nigger that you guys are talking about was most likely brainwashed by a Jew that you guys also named a couple of seconds ago, therefore that Kike brainwashed that nigger into turning gay. And I'm not surprised some Kike would do something like this, after all Jews worship Satan as their messiah, the priest said. We all agreed with him and asked if he would like to help us in killing George Floyd and his nigger faggot gang. Of course, I would lie to help. It would be my honor in killing that Negro sodomite, the priest said. I and Silkebers both went back to the woods to get something from our hideout that was kept intact from George Floyd's raid, while James, Nate Higgers, and the priest would set a spot where they can kill George Floyd. Nate suggested using a sniper rifle, and we all agreed. Boys, here's this walkie-talkie that the police officers gave me. This is what we will use to communicate when we are separated, said the priest. Alright, I paused for a second. What's your name? I asked the priest. Oh, my name is Nut Figures, but people call me Father TND, the priest said. Damn, you got a base name? Anyways, Father TND, should we get our stash of weapons to kill these nigger faggots? The priest told us to get weapons and kill some dirty niggers. Both I and Silkebers headed back to the woods, and unfortunately, we had to swim since we're lazy fucks. We're not going to walk a good 5 hours just to get some weapons. Both I and Silkebers jumped into the water and started to swim back to our hideout. Once we came back to the hideout, we dug up our box of Brandon Tarrant style weapons. Silkebers grabbed the WW-15 while I grabbed the Mossberg 930. So Sil, are you kinda nervous about all of this? I said. I mean, not really. I've always wanted to kill some dirty apes, and I'm sure you do too, Silkebers said back to me. I guess I just don't want to get raped by one of those silverback gorillas, I said to Silkebers in a nervous tone. But don't be a fucking pussy. This is our only chance to ever shoot some niggers and get rid of them from Atlanta, said Silkebers. All right, bro, whatever you say, Sil. even though I was nervous and scared that a nigger faggot could rape me and turn me into a race traitor ing faggot, I pushed myself through my nervousness, and with the spirit of Brandon Tarrant lingering in the weapons we grabbed, both I and Sil Curbs knew that only good can come from this. Since we weren't retards like Floyd Tails, we did not swim with our weapons. During our conversation on the way to the prison, Sil Curbs and I noticed a peculiar man dressed in a Grinch costume. Intrigued by Sil Curbs' observation, I glanced back to see for myself, and indeed, an unknown individual was donning a Grinch costume, seemingly following us. "Dude, I know it's December and Christmas is almost here, but why is that guy following us like that?" said Sil Curbs. Then out of nowhere, a man in the Grinch costume started sprinting at a fast nigger speed, since niggers are fast runners because it's developed in their DNA to run away from lions. In the middle of Africa, this made us lose pretty easily, and we fell on the ground. "What the fuck? Who are you?" I said to the man in the Grinch costume. "Hey, hey, hey. Man, you niggas got some tasty ass booty." Right when we heard the man's voice, we knew he was a nigger. The man took off his mask, revealing his ugly, grotesque, dark black face. "Damn, you niggas know why I'm here, foe. Dwarch told me to rape you niggas. He got them cameras and shit, little nigga." Sil Curbs slowly reached out to grab his gun, but before that, the nigger said in his niggerly tone, "I mean, I'ma tell you niggas some shit. My name is Daddy Corvinus and I'ma gon' tell you niggas some. I fucked one of my good niggas named Monty in this Grinch costume, and now I'ma rape you niggas too." The nigger reached in his pants to unzip the Grinch costume zipper, but then Sil Curbs grabbed his gun and blasted that nigger, killing that faggot ape for good. We stood up, and now knowing George Floyd could see us through the cameras linked from the prison, we started to run to the prison, sprinting as fast as we can just to get away from that dirty nigger faggot. After a good couple of minutes of sprinting, he headed to the prison. Once we got to the prison, we looked up at the huge prison complex to see what those nigger faggots did to the prison. The prison was turned into a huge looking gay sex dungeon. Its big brick walls were covered in dragon dildos stuck on the walls, all over the prison covered in LGBTQ fag flags and BBC fetish flags. We could smell the horrid smell coming from the prison. It smelled like malt liquor and shit, and I almost threw up from how bad the smell was. Just shows if you leave niggers on their own, great and beautiful places like churches, castles, skyscrapers can turn into shit. Even a prison can look even worse with niggers running it. Sil Curbs and I grabbed our walkie-talkies and pressed the button to communicate with Father TND, James, and Nate Higgers. "Guys, where are you?" said Sil Curbs. "We're at the watchtower on the far east of the prison. We can see you guys," said Nate Higgers. "Alright, good. Did you guys have a hard time getting here?" I said. "Fuck yeah, we did. We saw what those niggers did. And holy fuck, it's disgusting what they're doing in there," said James. "Boys, I know we're disgusted on how horrific those nigger faggots did to the prison and what they're doing in there, but we have to focus. Sil Curbs and Nilly Kiggerson, the prison doors are open. Make sure to not make yourself get detected by those niggers. We already saw the officers turn into faggot slaves," said the priest. "Alright, Father TND, thanks for letting us know," said Sil Curbs. We slowly headed to the prison doors and entered the prison. Once both me and Sil Curbs got into the prison, the smell of malt liquor and shit grew, and we had to go outside to get some air. "Jesus Christ, it smells horrible in there," I said, disgusted at smelling that shithole prison. "Alright bro, let's go in," Sil Curbs said. We cautiously unlocked the prison gates once more and proceeded toward the central hub of the correctional facility. Once we got inside the central hub of the correctional facility, we saw one of the most horrifying things both me and Sil Curbs have ever seen in our lives. The former hub of the prison, where guards would enter their booths and individuals would approach them to request a meeting with an inmate, was completely demolished. The walls were adorned with bodily fluids and seminal fluids, emitting a repugnant odor. As we both glanced upward, we witnessed the unsettling sight of three unclothed police officers hanging from the ceiling. They had huge cuts all over their body, their hands and feet were cut off, and their mouths were completely slashed open, but the worst part was the back. Their backs had big slice marks all over them back, and we could barely make out one of the bodies had a slash mark that read out, "Good white boy, be a dead white boy in Shaid." Both I and Sil Curbs were horrified, and knowing both of us would not go into that nigger infested shithole, we both decided to go into the vents, and maybe we could have a small opening to see what was happening in the main center where all the nigger inmate cells were held. Both I and Sil Curbs went into a big enough vent to fit both of us inside. Once we entered the vent, we slowly made it to the right side of the vent where there was a big enough hole to see what was happening where the prison cells were held. Once we got to the right side of the vent where the little hole was, I peeked inside to see what was there. What I saw was one of the most disgusting and horrific nigger-ish shit I've ever seen in my entire life. There were three long stripper poles where a group of faggot-ass nigger were twerking. Half of the inmates were getting fucked by the other half of the inmates, and some of George Floyd's crew were getting fucked too. as I was analyzing the whole room, disgusted and horrified at the nigger faggot behaviors that were taking place. I did not see the nigger I was looking for. George Floyd was at the top where one of the inmates' cells were in the room, a dead nigger. The dead nigger faggot looked drained and almost looked like his air or life was sucked out of him. George Floyd then said to the niggers, "Ayo man, listen up and shite. We got some white boys that took one of our niggas' lives, so we go and rape and steal his air and shite. But first we go need Dreamy and two more thug niggas to kill these crackers main, so I'ma get my demon nigger powers and summon one of my all-time thugs that gonna fuck the shit out of you niggas. Let's just say main. He got that good dick and you niggas gon' call him king, cause he a horny black king and shite." Silk Curbs and I trailed Floyd's movements along the vents until we reached a halt at yet another fissure in the ventilation system. We halted and observed George Floyd from a substantial fissure in an adjacent chamber, granting us a view of George Floyd engaging in a certain type of nigger summoning ritual. "Shite main, my bitch ass is so move fucking horny right now, king. I'ma need one more gay nigga to make all these niggas gay in ATL main." George Floyd then started to stroke his nigger junk aggressively like a horny gorilla. "Father TND, the faggotry in this prison is so fucking disgusting it makes me wanna do a McNutt." The priest could sense my disgust through the walkie and knew that the demonic energy in the prison was making us want to kill ourselves like that beta cuck, Ronnie McNutt. "Son, I know your pain, but keep an eye on that nigger. I'll try to kill him with my sniper rifle. If you see a nigger trying to attack both of you, use your firearm and blast the nigger's skull like that base chads you are," said the priest. "All right, thanks." I'd hang up the walkie-talkie and observe George Floyd more. Even though I hated doing this, I had to inform each movement of that silverback gorilla to Father TND so he can do a 360 on that nigger's big ass head. "Sil, you still there?" "Yeah, no shit, retard. I'm right behind you." Sil Curbs looked pissed and moved back slightly. However, due to the combined weight of both of us, the vent appeared unstable and it seemed as though it might collapse. "Bro, we know where that criminal nigger is going to be. Let's just get out of here before this shitty vent collapses and we get hurt," said Sil Curbs. "Ha, dude, you're acting like a faggot. Just be still and let me see what this monkey nigger is doing." Sil Curbs did not care about my observation towards the criminal nigger faggot, George Floyd, and moved an inch farther from where he was seconds earlier. "Sil Curbs, something bad is happening," I'd said, confused and nervous from the sight I'd just witnessed. In the second George Floyd busted a nut like a retarded nigger seeing pregnant women and a mutated organism slowly forming, turning into a grotesque nigger. "Holy shit, is that who I think that is?" I said. Sil Curbs said confusingly, "Who are you talking about, you fucking retard, Sil? That's the guy who said yes, king, in that one video we saw when that edgy faggot loser in class played when the teacher was gone," I'd say back to Sil Curbs' confusion. "Oh great, now we have two more faggots trying to rape us. I guess Dreamy wasn't enough. You know that, screw this shit, I'm out of this vent. I'm getting claustrophobic," Sil Curbs said. "Nigga, stop being a fucking pussy," I'd said back to Sil Curbs, but seconds after Sil Curbs started to move back, the 300-pound weight of both of our based Aryan Chad bodies made the vent collapse and land head first into a room we're not familiar with. Right when we look up, we saw that we were in a barbershop. We could see that there were three niggers getting their hair cut by Brandon Currington, a nigger faggot that cuts hair while naked and fucks his client. "Damn white boy, I'ma need that cake main." Brandon Currington grabbed a hold of Sil Curbs and said in his gay nigger tone, "Shaid, I'ma need to call I nigga Dreamy to decide what we gon' do with this nigga." The other niggers getting their hair cut smirked demonically. "Oh fuck this shit, sorry Sil, but this is what you get for being a faggot when we were up in the vents," I said. "Go fuck yourself, you coward." Sil Curbs tried to escape, but Brandon Currington's grip on his was way too tight. It almost looked like Brandon was gonna sexually assault him. Not going to lie, at that moment, if that would have happened, honestly wouldn't have been surprised, since niggers low impulse control and act out of their emotions like low IQ retards. Brandon Currington smirked at me and said, "You want some dick, white boy?" I had nothing better to do but just sprint out of there, since I didn't want to get raped by a nigger, let alone a nigger who cuts hair for another gay niggers. I dashed out of the room, and looking back, I should have done something, but I knew at that time if I tried to help Sil Curbs, then I might have gotten raped and murdered like an innocent white girl in Europe getting raped by a jingle monkey immigrant from Nigeria or Syria. After hastily leaving the room, I swiftly returned and concealed myself against the wall, eagerly anticipating what would unfold next. "I just want a nut, humbug, I just want a bust. Oh, is this what you caught for me, Brandon? Thank you so much, thank you so much." I peeked and saw Dreamy Bull caressing Sil Curbs' hair and face and drooling like an autistic nigger on fentanyl. "Fuck you, nigger," Sil Curbs would spit at Dreamy Bull's face. "Oh, this bigotry, how dare you. I was just completing you on how good you would be for me and George Floyd's sex doggin. McNutt yourself, you dirty nigger. Niggers like you should be gassed and shot, you black menace," Sil Curbs said, enraged from being taken captive by the gay niggers. I don't care what you have to say, you little twink, but I see that you have a walkie-talkie that dropped when you were in that vent. Let's see who you are contacting, baby boy. Dreamy Bull would pick up the walkie-talkie from the floor and then proceed to press the button to activate it and communicate. Hello, this is Dreamy speaking. Dreamy Bull would smirk at Brandon the barber and he would wink at Silk Herbs. It was like Dreamy Bull was hitting on Silk Herbs, but I digress. Hello, who is this? Father TND said. Now before some fag says something like how did you hear Father TND's voice? I was listening to the walkie-talkie I had in my pocket, you stupid retards, but I'll now continue with my story. Listen here, you hubby, if you want your cute friend back, then you need to give me a vegetable so I can shove it up my ass when I recorded it for my OnlyFans, then I need a butt plug, a dildo, and three little white boys so I can fuck them with my big black cock. You are the son of the devil, may the power of Christ compel you, you dirty nigger. Oh well, I guess I have to rape your little friend. Dreamy Bull slowly unzipped Silk Herb's pants and then I could hear the whispers of Nate Higgers and James just lie and make a fake deal. What was that? Dreamy Bull said angrily. Yeah, I just realized that your deal was too good to be true. We can agree to your deal, just give back Silk Herbs and we can be alright, does that sound good? Said Father TND. Oh, you came to your senses. Very well then, the deal is set in stone. I will contact my boss George Floyd about this, since he is the reason that the black population in Atlanta is slowly turning into strong gay black men, said Dreamy Bull in a seductive tone and drooling like a retarded nigger. All of us from Father TND, James, Nate Higgers and myself were puzzled, since why would a nigger say it like that? Right after that, Dreamy Bull hung up the walkie-talkie. You guys are a bunch of faggot monkeys. For starters, since Dreamy Faggot over here have a wife and kids, Silk Herb said to Dreamy Bull. All the other faggots would look at Dreamy Bull and Dreamy Bull would scream at Silk Herb saying, how dare you say that, I'm not gay, I just love dick. That's all, I'm a straight man, you bigot. Dreamy Bull would scream at me in his soy raged self, and even though Dreamy was trying to convince everyone in the room that he was straight, even he knew deep down that he was a dirty black nigger and he will always be a faggot. After Dreamy Bull's rant on how he is somehow straight, Brandon would slowly touch Silk Herb's back, caressing it like a gay nigger. Ew, go fuck yourself, you chimp. Silk Herbs would spit at Brandon the Brabber for touching his back like a gay pedo. To be fair, all gays are pedos, so he was just acting like a fag. Brandon, now pissed at Silk Herbs, would raise his hand in a slapping motion, but right when he was about to slap Silk Herbs, he slowly kissed him, knowing that Silk Herbs would hate that even more than a slap. I looked horrified as Brandon the Barber kissed Silk Herbs slowly. Even though Silk Herbs was struggling, I could see he was about to vomit, because being an inch close to a nigger makes any sane human being want to throw up from disgust. Dream Adnall then slowly started to jerk off. Hum, that looks so hot. I wish that was me, baby boy. Dreamy Bull said to Brandon the Barber and Silk Herbs. 20 seconds would go by and then out of nowhere, Silk Herbs would throw up in disgust. Oh, we got a messy one here, said Dreamy Bull. Dreamy Bull would lick up Silk Herbs' vomit like a disgusting nigger. Silk Herbs would spit at Dreamy Bull and call him a dirty nigger. To be fair, Silk Herbs was right. Dreamy Bull was being a dirty nigger for licking Silk Herbs' throw up like a fetish-loving faggot. Alright, you brat. Since you're a bigot, you're going to be taken somewhere safe, little boy. Then I could see Dreamy Bull taking Silk Herbs into a different room. Immediately following that, Dreamy Bull terminated the call on the walkie-talkie. I observed as Dreamy Bull proceeded to apprehend Silk Herbs, who was now restrained with handcuffs and had his mouth covered with duct tape. Subsequently, Dreamy Bull escorted Silk Herbs into an alternate room. I would swiftly move into another room, hastily leaving the hallway I had been in just moments ago. Seeking refuge, I enter an officer's room and securely lock myself inside. To ensure communication, I promptly press the walkie-talkie button to activate it and proceed to speak through the device. Father TND, James, Nate Higgers, this is an emergency. Silk Herbs was taken captive by Dreamy Bull and both of them went into some room. Are you guys going to go through with your plan? I'd say, trying to catch my breath. Are you that fucking dumb Millie Kiggerson? Obviously we're not going to give three boys to that fucking gorilla faggot, said Nate Higgers. Alright, Reardard, what are you three going to fucking do? I said. Father TND chimed in with a plan in the middle of me and Nate Higgers arguing. Boys, stop being a bunch of infighting faggots, listen up, Nate and James. You two are going to sneak into the prison and find Millie Kiggerson, then once you've found each other, you guys will blast those niggers one by one until you rescue Silk Herbs. That sounds good to me, said James. The rest of us agreed. However, before that, Father TND had to provide Nate Higgers and James with something for a rescue mission to liberate Silk Herbs. Alright boys, here is two nigger incinerator 3000s, you will use this in your mission to kill those nigger sodomites. James and Nate Higgers picked up the nigger incinerator 3000 and looked at it with joy. It looks like you too enjoy it. Now this will be your clothing. Here is a military jacket with a bulletproof vest, and since we're base nigger haters, here is a siege mask, just so you can feel like you're in the race war or something. Father TND provided James and Nate with the garments, and they both adorned themselves. Damn, I look good. I look like I'm going to kill a nigger, said James. Well, maybe it's because you are going to kill some niggers, you retard, said Nate Higgers in a stubborn and sarcastic tone. Nigga, after we kill these faggots, I don't mind beating the fuck out of you. Fucking faggot, you keep on talking about how you are some AT-racted PSL god all the time, but the second you speak with a woman, you shrivel up like a faggot, said James. You trying to die today, you faggot? You're literally 5'8", you have no right to talk, you dirty Jew, said Nate Higgers. Father TND would get annoyed by James and Nate Higgers' infighting. It sounded like they were a corny telegram faggot who argued about gay drama. Actually, I'm 6'5". I know that you're coping right now since I embarrassed you for being an incel chud, rope max low bro, said James. Nate Higgers attempted to throw a punch but unfortunately missed as Father TND skillfully blocked the attack. Ha, you missed, faggot. You know what, I'll give you something. You do look like a PSL god. You look like Jordan Barrett. Nate would give a slight smirk, while James would interject and describe it as one of the most foolish yet amusing things he had ever heard. Nigga, why you smiling? Jordan Barrett is literally a faggot who married a man. Nice know you look and act like Jordan favorite you kike, James said. Nate Higgers would have enough of James's insults and try to slap him, but Father TND yet again blocks it and screamed at the top of his lungs. Are you guys fucking done? We are trying to stop nigger sodomites and you two kites are acting like infighting queers. Focus on helping your friend and stop acting like a bunch of queers, Father TND said, enraged of Nate and James' retardation. Alright, fine, let's just get this shit done, said Nate Higgers. Alright guys, listen up, you two will take Taste Trayers down and leave the tower and enter the prison, then take the main door and go into the A7 hallway, and if you see any niggers, just act like you're playing Black Lives Splatter and blast those niggers like Ronnie Minute blasting his head open and becoming the Demogorgon from Stranger Things. Both James and Nate Higgers descended the stairs of the prison tower and emerged from its door. They stealthily entered the prison while Father TND observed from his vantage point with a sniper rifle. In the meantime, I remained concealed within the room, mustering up both bravery and determination. With unwavering courage, I ventured through the prison corridors, driven by curiosity. Succumbing to my inquisitive nature, I cautiously glanced into a room, only to catch a glimpse of George Floyd and his gay nigger gang to summon Love and Light TV. I'm a jerk ma black cock and shite. I'ma send some oxygen molecules to push ma flow into ma penis so I can come faster and shite main. George Floyd continued to jerk his nigger dick until he busted a fat nut, causing Love and Light TV to enter the room. I'm the Moofkin King, give me some booty nigga, Love and Light TV said at the top of his lungs. Shite main, lemme tell yo black ass some shit real quick main, there be this dumbass white boy who tryna stop ma niggas from making other niggas gay, I need yo fine black ass to see one of them, white boys who be tryna stop ma shit and rape them, you know main, fuck that booty real good and shite, and if yo black does help ma self main, I'ma give yo some air and yo black ass can fuck any one of ma niggas main, so what it gon' be main? George Floyd said. Hype main, but you gotta understand, yo, so recently I did a little video that got quite a few views when I was celebrating bottoms, I support bottoms, but I wanna talk to the tops real quick, and I want all of us to remember that a booty hoe is not a vagina, and we have to be a little bit more sensitive and cognitive of what we're actually diving into, and it's so easy to become excited into just one every booty hoe. Some booty holes you gotta eat, some booty holes you gotta finger, some booty holes you gotta prepare, you just cannot rush, and especially if you got a big dick, like you gotta be sensitive to the bottom, like you gotta learn to take your time, and I understand especially if they got a fat ass and you've been wanting that ass for a minute and they made you wait, I get it, but at the end of the day we gotta be just a little bit more sensitive and remember that a booty hoe is not a vagina, you just cannot rush up in that thing, you gotta take your time and always get consent, like just before you have sex, like yo is this okay, then once you get in and you're stroking before you start beating it up, you gotta ask again, yo is this okay, before you start doing tricks and stunts and flip, yo is this okay, you cannot just ask consent at the beginning and then just tear that person up, no, you gotta ask consent all the way through, it makes your bottom feel safe, it puts you in a position to where you're able to do your thing better, and it makes the sexual experience that just that more enjoyable, so get consent, remember that the bussy is not a pussy, all right, and make sure that we give our bottoms the best experience ever, keep them coming back, Love and Light TV said. Nigga, the fuck you be talking about main, the fuck you consent, nigga, I rape be niggas, I don't give a move fucking shit about no content and shape main, George Floyd said. You yeah nigga I forgot and shit, we niggas, we don't ask for no move fucking consent, we just rape cause we originated like that, our ancestors didn't ask for no move fucking consent, we was kangs and shit nigga, Love and Light TV. Both George Floyd agreed on their deal and decided to part ways. Love and Light TV will make an effort to locate Nate and James, and possibly me if I'm discovered. However, since I was in hiding, it would prove to be significantly more challenging to locate me. While I concealed myself and observed George Floyd and Love and Light TV, I witnessed Nate Higgers and James strolling along the corridor. I emerged from my hiding spot and gestured with my hands to capture their attention. They promptly approached me. "Nate, James, where were you this whole time?" I said to both of them. "Well, for starters, James and I were arguing for some stupid shit, but that's besides that point. We were," came the second dreamy fag spoke through the walkie-talkie, said Nate Higgers. "All right, bro, that's good, but now we gotta save Sil Curbs or else those fags might rape him or some shit," I said. "Okay, Nilly, let's kill these nigger faggots," said James. We deliberated for several minutes on whether to disperse or work together as a team. Ultimately, we opted to tackle each task individually, gradually accomplishing them and rescuing Sil Curbs. During our exploration of the prison, we stumbled upon the identical room where I had previously witnessed Sil Curbs and Dreamy enter moments earlier. We opened the door and we witnessed one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen in my entire life. Sil Curbs started screaming in pain as Brandon the Barber and Dreamy Bull were trying to shove a dragon-sized dildo in Sil Curbs' ass. "Help, help, help, this nigger is going to rape me, help Nilly," said Sil Curbs. "Hey nigger, white power bitch," I armed my firearm and fired at Brandon Currington, causing him to collapse onto the ground and struggle to breathe like when George Floyd had Derek Chauvin's knee on that criminal chimp's neck. Dreamy Bull then backed up on the wall and started begging for his life like a nigger committing a crime, then saying to the police that he didn't do anything. "Listen, man, I was just trying to make the world a better place. We gotta stop hating on the homosexual community, and before you shoot me, just have to say that I'm not gay. Self-pleasure doesn't make you gay, you're just bigoted and brainwashed by traditional Western values," said Dreamy Bull. Nate Higgers, James, and I exchanged glances filled with amusement and burst into uncontrollable laughter. "Nigger, I know the average nigger's IQ is 70, but that has to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life," Nate Higgers said. Nate Higgers then pointed his gin at Dreamy Bull's face. "You ready to die, nigger?" said Nate Higgers. Dreamy Bull smirked at me like disgusting, ugly-looking Gorilla and said to me in his faggoty tone, "Well, actually, I think it's you're ready to die, Brandon killed them." Then silence emanated from the room and we heard behind us, "Yo, yo, yo, it's hump day." Then out of nowhere, Brandon did a rear naked choke on James while humping him. Since the nigger was that fucking retarded, he had his cloths on and didn't even rape him. Since we were all distracted, Dreamy Bull took this opportunity to escape and run into a different room inside the prison. Due to the higher priority of stopping Brandon, I inadvertently neglected Dreamy Bull and directed my attention solely toward Brandon. I took my gun and shot Brandon Ronnie McNutt style, making his head turn into an exploded watermelon. Then after we disposed of Brandon the Barber's dead nigger corpse, we went into another room with a crack. I put my ear up to the crack and Dreamy Bull then, "George Floyd, what happened to Brandon? Shite, main, all these white boys be ruining my plans, and shite, you know what, main, you gon' be with me for now, and we gon' ask Love and Light TV to take out one of them white boys, and shite," George Floyd said. "Alright, King George, but what are we going to do with the rest of them and the white boy we took captive?" said Dreamy Bull. "See, main, we gon' rape and kill them one by one, you know, Africa style, and shite." I looked and found Sil Curbs still with Dreamy, duct tapped and tied up. "Nigga, how the fuck?" James said. We all were puzzled about how we forgot that Sil Curbs was in the room and magically discarded it until we remembered that Brandon the Barber took Sil Curbs to another room where Dreamy Bull could take him and give him to George Floyd, but I digress. "Yo, booty hole gon' be mine today, nigga." We all looked in horror as Love and Light TV charged at James, pushing both of them onto the ground. "This bussy gon' be mine today." James then took his blade and cut Love and Light TV's arm, making him scream like a little twink faggot. "I'm the muff fucking king, bitch." Then out of nowhere, someone or something, probably a nigger, threw a smoke bomb. But this wanted some ordinary smoke bomb. For some reason, we began to lose our ability to breathe, and sadly, we had to abandon James and leave the room. Once we left the room, we could hear some nigger laughing. "Hee hey, hee hey, main, is you gon' pay for killing Brandon, main? He gave me some good dick when I was getting my hair cuts and shite, main." Then me and Nate Higgers heard Love and Light TV scream, "Is that dick good? How good is that dick? How good is that dick, bitch?" Knowing something bad was happening inside the room, both I and Nate Higgers fired and shot up the room, killing any nigger inside. After the dissipation of air and smoke, we regained access to the room. However, upon our departure from the room, a horrifying event unfolded. James was brutally raped by Love and Light TV. We saw Love and Light TV's dead niggerly body and we put it in the far corner of the room. We could see James's body was not fully raped in that sense, but it looked like the nigger choked James's and killed him, and the fact that no air also could play into effect how James could have died. Nate Higgers started shedding tears, and I endeavored to console and uplift his spirits. We shared a bond of brotherhood and had been the closest of friends for many years. However, our grief was compounded by the loss of one friend and the abduction of Silk Herbs by those nigger monkeys. Enraged by the loss of James, Nate Higgers screamed at the top of his lungs like a Viking warlord and shouted that he was going to kill those nigger monkeys and hang every one of those baboons, while their family watched. Now, filled with anger over the loss of James, Nate Higgers rushed directly into the central prison hall where the cells for the prisoners are located. Once we entered the cell block room, we could see George Floyd and Dreamy Bull smirking on top of the upstairs cell block. We could notice that the cell block room was a complete dump like Africa. There were used heroin needles, dragon dildos, fried chicken, purple drank and other nigger goy slop. But the worst part about it all was on the downstairs where we were was filled with nigger faggots and other degenerate sodomites that worked for George Floyd. Shay, since my lazy ass ain't gon' do that shit, I'ma just rape some gay nigger. Dreamy, yo, gon' command these niggas while I give some backshots to one of my good niggas. George Floyd walked off in his fentanyl-addicted state and left the room. Again, Todd disappear and leave Dreamy Bull to piss us off yet again, since niggers have a habit of annoying white people for abruptly no reason other than being retarded or just being stupid, dirty niggers. Hey ha hey, bottoms go get those white boys. Dreamy Bull then sat down and crossed his arms, acting as if he outsmarted us. Since Dreamy Bull is a dirty faggot nigger, it's impossible to outsmart or be smarter than a 6'5", 300 pounds tall fit Aryan Chad. The nigger faggots charged at us, trying to rape us or something, but before they could do anything, we took our firearms and blasted all those dirty monkeys like Black Lives Splatter. Dreamy Bull, now looking like a bug-eyed incel, realized just outsmarted him, and he tries to escape but couldn't, since the door that George Floyd went into was locked. Dreamy Bull started banging on the door and screaming for help while me and Nate Higgers were climbing up the stairs to the upstairs floor so we can kill that dirty nigger faggot. Dreamy Bull began to start saying his retarded nigger babble while we were getting closer to him. You guys are a bigot and you will pay for this, you 4chan troll. Time to have a taste of some sweet cum, Dreamy Bull said. Dreamy Bull began to start jerking his nigger junk like an autistic monkey, in bussing. Shit, I'm getting my vegetables today. Dreamy Bull then moaned extremely loud like he was getting fucked in the ass, but then out of nowhere, Dreamy Bull's semen shot out and landed on Nate Higgers' face. Nate Higgers screamed in disgust, but something horrific started to happen. Dreamy Bull's nut began to burn Nate Higgers' face off and slowly killing him. Even though I wanted to help Nate Higgers, there was nothing I could do but kill this nigger. I threw a clean right hand on that dirty nigger monkey's chin, knocking him out. Then Dreamy Bull begged for mercy. Where the fuck is Silk Herbs, you dirty nigger? I said, enraged in Aryan hatred. George Floyd has him. I was just following orders, man. Please spare me. I have a wife and kids. Fuck you, nigger. I shot Dreamy Bull in the head, killing him. George Floyd came back to where I was, and right when he witnessed Dreamy Bull corpse, I realized he was going to die to a tall, fit Aryan Chad. Nigga, get out of my face. You know what, man? I'm done with this shit. I'm a suck yo Aryan Shaheed. George Floyd then began to expand his nigger nostrils to an enhanced size. The fuck, main, why can't I suck yo Aryan Shaheed? Oh shit, the fuck you doing, main? I ain't a bad guy, main. I slowly approached George Floyd and was ready to kiss his neck, since I wanted his death to be special. And if any one of you faggot were wondering why George Floyd couldn't suck my air, it was because I killed so many niggers that my Aryan ancestors protected me and blessed me with powers that can kill any nigger in a 30-mile radius, but I digress. Since George Floyd was pussy, I couldn't handle my Aryan strength and power emanating from my 6'5". 300-pound physique, George Floyd swiftly sprinted out of the room we were occupying, exhibiting his nigger speed. I witnessed him seize Silk Herbs, who was still bound, and hasten out of the penitentiary. If you're wondering how George Floyd ran out of the prison so fast, it's because niggers have biologically faster than whites. When niggers were still in the shitholes of Africa, they were forced to run away from lions and other animals that wanted to kill those parasites, but I digress. I then tried to chase George Floyd, but it was too late. The second I reached the parking lot, I saw George Floyd start up his Hellcat and speed off. Yo, white boy, when we get to Minneapolis, let's just say, white boy, yo, gon' be ma butt, buddy, main, I'ma be all up in that thang and Shaheed. Father TND, you need to shoot that Hellcat that is speeding away from the prison. George Floyd is in there and he has taken Silk Herbs captive, I said. As George Floyd is speeding, Ronnie McNutt walks down the street with a bag of saw milk and frozen lattes from the store he just came from. Ronnie sees George's Hellcat speeding and about that him, but then realizes he is about to get hit. Ronnie says, "Hey guys, I guess that's it." Then George Hellcat complete hits him, turning him into flying body parts and pieces of his body, his head turning into a destroyed watermelon. I observe George Floyd swiftly moving ahead, and I increase my pace to witness the moment when the priest will fire at George Floyd. Father TND shoots the car instead of the tire, exploding the car completely. Shite main, I can't breathe, and shite mama, 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 ain't a bad guy main. I just need to breathe main. George Floyd tragically lost his life due to the absence of breathable air, suffocating in a cloud of smoke. As he struggled for his last breath, his cries for his mother echoed in the airless environment. I turned on the walkie-talkie. "You were supposed to shoot the tires," I said. "Whoops," said Father TND. Upon arriving at the scene, the priest is overcome with sorrow as he witnesses the demise of Sil Curbs and the other members of the group. After a period of my inconsolable weeping and Father TND's comforting presence, the authorities conducted a thorough search of the penitentiary. The discoveries they made were truly horrific. What they found was not only the bodies of James, Nate Higgers, and Sil Curbs, but the bodies of 45 dead white children raped and murdered by George Floyd, sucking the air out of them. This made not only the based police officers hate niggers even more, but the whole white population of Atlanta. After the death of my friends, Father TND invited me to go to church. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but slowly understanding the Bible and Jesus made me know for certainly that Nate Higgers, James, and Sil Curbs would go to the kingdom of heaven. Slowly over the years, I became a Christian, and Father TND became almost a father to me, since my actual father was caught being a race traitor, and good thing he was killed for it by my mom's based side of the family. We go to the church and the priest and I pray to Jesus. We hear Jesus' voice and he told us that we did a good thing killing those nigger faggots. Ever since that day, I've always had strange feelings that Floyd might come back in a more demonic form. Then out of nowhere I hear a strange sound coming from my kitchen, where I heard a sinister demonic voice laugh. "Hee hee hee, mains this fried chicken good and shite." Well, until next time I write a follow-up, remember to hate niggers and follow Christ. The moral of the story: hail Christ and fuck nigger faggots.
There you go, friends. Now you know why niggers are faggots. Oh, man. Just remember, these are just my delusions. It's me having fun. So you guys, as long as you're not fucking stupid, we could party. But if you're a fucking retard, it means you're a nigger. And you could go fuck off and die. Just saying. Well, anyways, you guys kick ass. Be the best people you can be. And then right now that Donald Trump is doing his fucking shenanigans, hopefully the collapse happens sooner than later. Because I ain't getting any younger. And we need to start taking women's rights away and start fixing shit and start making babies. Ain't that gonna be fun? Yeah, hopefully I get to find this little piggy bitch and I get to fucking make some babies with her. Yum, yum, yum. Anyways, friends, I gotta go and do some other shenanigans, because it be what it be. Take care of yourself, friends. Goodbye.